We're here with Bill Skapoff, Executive Vice President and Chief Underwriting Officer of Generali's U.S. Branch. Bill, thank you for being here.
Don, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you stated in the past that there's a scientific aspect to understanding risk, but there's also an art to it. Can you tell us how that works?
Well, there's a balance, and I think what's important is that risk is becoming more complex, becoming more global, programs are becoming much more involved, and as insurance companies evolve, they're becoming more scientific, you know, more use of data analytics, more investment in predictive analytics. So there's becoming like a balance, people trying to maintain a balance between using data, which is a tool, and balancing that with experience and the abilities of the underwriter who have developed years of experience working with individual companies, which becomes more of the science, you know, getting to know the color, getting to understand an individual company's needs, and balancing that with analytics, which really is market-based. So I think that the companies that are able to kind of find that balance and offer their solutions based on a bit of both really provide the best programs.
Well, you mentioned predictive analytics. It seems like we're seeing a transition towards predictive analytics. How will this affect the industry going forward, and how will it affect risk managers, brokers, underwriters?
Well, I think that we're all kind of being driven by huge investments that our companies are making in predictive analytics. And, you know, it's providing us with a lot of data and being able to manage that data effectively. You know, what really do we need to assess the exposure? What do we need to do to price the exposure? And, you know, it's very good when you have in certain fields where there's a lot of predictability. But when you're dealing in international business with large or large middle market companies where they may be a little bit more unique, it's hard to have the predictive analytics, the statistical basis that you need to really zero in on the exposure. So there, I think it's important for us to have people who have been there, done that, you know, who have years of experience writing international risks in various countries, understanding exposures, understanding what's happening in the markets relative to the growing need for different types of insurance, and being there to understand when to use the tool and how to amend the tool so that they can provide a program that's balanced for both the customer and the insurance company.
Well, a lot of people love talking about big data. One of the questions I had is there a human element to be found somewhere in big data when it comes to underwriting decisions?
Well, I think it depends on your point of view. I think that some companies are placing so much emphasis on big data that they're diluting the importance of really the underwriter, and they become more of a facilitator, putting the information into a machine and coming out with a predictive solution and then trying to sell the solution to the customer. Other companies, like Generali, you know, we use the big data as a tool. We've invested heavily, but we're also investing heavily in our people. And we think there's no substitute for somebody who has years of experience understanding the compliance issues, understanding the exposure, the CAT exposures, realizing how one company may risk manage differently than another, and being able to craft a solution. Because on big programs, these are more boutique type programs, they're more bespoke. You know, they're not, you don't take them off the shelf. You're kind of developing them from scratch. And I think the more kind of interaction you can have between man and machine, that balance we talked about in the beginning, is the right approach to get to a program that both is an economic value to the customer and provides the return that the company and the broker is looking for.
Well, can you talk about big data as it pertains to multinational insurance and maybe other insurance categories?
Well, I mean, the whole idea of big data is we're all about big data today. Everything is captured in a machine, and we can slice and dice that data a billion ways. And you know, many companies have employed you know, numbers of scientists, data scientists, to manage the data, build models, and use the data to predict what the outcomes are going to be across, you know, any spectrum. And I think that has given us a huge amount of lift in terms of how we can predict outcomes. But there's also a means to an end. I mean, I think we need to think more about that. May work when you're talking about maybe personal lines insurance, if you're talking about maybe small businesses where there's frequency, where there's a lot of homogeneity, where, you know, one risk looks like another, you can do predictive analytics. And certainly the bigger the data base, the more accurate, the more statistically relevant the answers that come out of the models are. But when you're dealing with huge multinational companies, when you're dealing with companies that are entering new markets, but they're making big investments, you don't always have the data to support that. That's where just, you know, good old-fashioned underwriting capability comes in, to be able to assess a risk, to understand what the exposures are, the climates are, what the color is. I mean, where is it located? How are they operating? Will they operate close to the way they operate in other countries? Is the facility new? What's it made from? You know, what are some of the exposures? How exposed are they to outside intervention, like, you know, cyber, et cetera? So I think you need to have, I'm not sure you can build all of that into a model. Certainly over time we'll get there, but I'm not sure you can ever take a Fortune 1000 company and put it into a model and every time predict exactly what's going to happen. Certainly gives you a good inference, but I think that we have to use this as a tool and not base our whole business on that. I mean, we need to take that and then maybe use it to come to a solution that is comfortable for both of us.
Oh, great. Well, how has insuring multinational corporations changed over the last, say, 10, 20 years?
Oh, my God, it's a whole new era. I think that I've been doing it for over 20 years, and, you know, some of the real issues that we deal with today, we didn't even think about 20 years ago. I mean, some of the exposures, obviously, we still have the plain, you know, the basic exposures, our general liability, our property, et cetera. But now think about, you know, the new types of exposures we deal with on a daily basis: terrorism, cat exposure, we deal with cyber. I mean, there's just so many other aspects that have made this so much more complicated. That's why it's important to make sure that there's a balance. I mean, humans, you know, we're still learning. And, you know, to get ahead of the curve, I think it's important to use tools, but they can't become the be-all and end-all.
Well, one of the tools we always talk about is the digital tools, digital technology. How has underwriting changed in this, I guess, new digital age that we're in?
Well, we certainly don't write, we don't give quotes on the back of napkins anymore. But we certainly, I would say that there isn't an underwriter that's doing insurance business today that doesn't have, you know, three screens on his desk. And using models and data analytics and systems and proprietary information to come to whatever the solution is that they're looking to provide to the client. You know, it's become a very complex business, and it requires a lot of, I think, a lot of time, effort, and experience, and we should value that. And it's going to be difficult. It's difficult to to encapsulate that all in a program. I think it, as I've said throughout this interview, I think it's a balance between the person using the machine and the machine.
Well, great. Bill, this has been very enlightening. I really appreciate you taking the time to explain some of this to us.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks, Don.